Live from New Wakanda in Akwesene, Yana. It's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show with your host, King Steven Sanders. On today's episode, the King is going to be talking about what happened last Saturday regarding a certain chicken joint on 42nd and Post Road. And during this, the King has also been investigating several other fast food places that are also having this type of problem. Without bad mouthing them, he's going to be professional and mean girls. And don't forget about me. Hey now, Hank Aaron, always bringing you the real news. Now, let's get this episode started right now with our host. He is the head of the table, the King of New Wakanda, the Tribal King. Please welcome King Steven Sanders. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. I am your host, King Steven Sanders. Now, before we get into our episode today, I want to send a shout out to a few people. Shout out to Kroger's for helping me cook this delicious meal tonight. Appreciate you, boy. And by Biomat Plasma Center. If you're looking to get some extra cash and save lives, stop by your participating Biomat Plasma Center today. They'll help you out. And by YouTube, the one place that basically brings everyone together with video and music. YouTube. Let's watch together. Now, let's get to the main situation at hand. Right before the new year happened, on New Year's Eve, which is basically kind of stupid, and that is some chicken joint on 42nd and Post Road decided, act a fool's around here, and someone made a viral video about what they were doing. I'm not going to tell you what the name is. I'm trying to keep it professional, but I think everyone may know what it is. But this viral video basically showed that the restaurant that was over there shows that they were giving people food that were in the pans that were also on the floor. Also, there was also mice and roaches. Now, as a professional chef of my own right, is every business personal and priority to make the place clean and sanitary. Now, what that chicken, what that place did was wrong. And they need to start being more professional. Because that video got viral, that business is closed. We don't know how long. All I know is that I heard about this place before. It was run by different people who were different entities. African Americans, Caucasians. But this place, based on the video, was run by people from the Middle East, which I didn't know about. I'm not trying to badmouth different nationalities. I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out how did they end up taking over a restaurant that basically was probably started by African Americans, which I don't understand. Some people say that someone offered them a lot of money to take it over. I'm not going to go into details about that because I don't know. But hopefully, I will look into that. Now, some of these people who run this restaurant, basically, how should I say this? Basically, say, oh, why are you looking back here? Why are you back here? A customer does have the right to know what's going on back there. Because every single person in this world want good quality fresh food. Not food that is basically dirty in a from a pan that was on the floor or basically been cooking in with rats or cockroaches. As usual, they just don't care about making money. They just want to try to, basically try to hurt people, maybe even poison them with rats. There was even someone posted that they even got served a fried rat in their own size, in their own dinner. These people had no right to do that. They have no ability whatsoever to serve people food that was cooked in grease that had rats and also cockroaches in there. Everyone knows when you run a restaurant, your product has to be fresh and be supposed to be up to food safety standards. That means if your oil is bad, clean out your fryer and change it. If you are having problems with roaches and rats in your own business, in your own restaurant, first thing you need to do is contact the owner and the manager in charge. Get them to shut down the restaurant until they've taken care of that completely. And most importantly, they need to start respecting the customers when it comes to that. Now, because of this, there have been about several more restaurants that also were having this problem. Like this one on 38th at Emerson. Another chicken joint found a rat basically in the fryer, basically cooked already. The other one, West 38th Street, a buffet, found a roach on the food. Luckily, the customer found it and basically asked for a refund for that. There was also a few years back of another restaurant that had that same problem. It was on 49th in College. But mostly they were dealing with rats.
So my question is, what is going on in this world? Have people lost their sense of passion of food? And basically, I don't even get it. What possessed them to do this? All I know is, if y'all don't get it together soon, if certain restaurants who are dealing with this don't get it together soon, I'm pretty sure the Food Administration, also the mayor, even the governor, is probably gonna authorize the health department to do weekly visits on y'all's establishments. Now, I get it that some people just don't care anymore. And they're about to get even more angrier. Hey, babe. Oh, sorry about that, folks. Anyway. What is going on in this world? Answer that. All that thought, folks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry about that, folks. Had to take care of something. But anyway. There's been a number of restaurants all around, not just in Indianapolis, but around the U.S. too, that are dealing with this. And their managers and the owners, what they do, they chose to turn a blind eye to it. Have you seen how many good tasty restaurants have we lost because of this nonsense? Because of idiots that don't care about food anymore? Just because it's the high demand? I'm just gonna tell these business owners in the restaurant in the food industry. Every restaurant value the status of customers over these years, because we would never ever condone this nasty nonsense of behavior at any restaurant. I feel like that every single restaurant that's having this type of problem needs to wake up and do everything right. Otherwise, somebody's going to call the health department on y'all. Now, I'm not going to let something worse than having a place robbed destroy the future of culinary arts. My family, even my own beautiful wife, who's sitting right next to me, just minding her business, basically want me to make sure that I give out the best food to every single customer, no matter how demanding they want their food. No matter how hard this job is, nobody can't betray the code. And that is, the customer is always right. Which is why, because of that, we think, yeah, there's people think it's a conspiracy. So here's what I'm gonna do. I am bringing back the new and improve Conspiracy Truth Outlaws, or everybody knows them as the CTO. And plus, if anyone does do that, does try to take shortcuts, I'm pretty sure customers are going to be saying, your bosses are going to fire you. And somehow, we're probably going to have somebody do a Jerry chant. Be like, Jerry, 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 Jerry. Sorry about that Jerry chant, everyone. I was watching a YouTube video and they were doing a Jerry chant on someone. Anyway. I'm just going to leave y'all with this. If anyone sees there's anything wrong with the establishment in the food industry, the way they're doing this, please speak out, please. That's how you make them better. And on that note, I'm going to leave you guys for the night. Tune in tomorrow, because I will be doing a episode about one of the steps about how to take care of stress. Yeah, it's going to be real popular. And also coming up soon, the big dog is going to be doing a podcast about Martin Luther King. And also, Big Dog will be doing a episode on steps on how to have a successful Valentine's Day with the person that you love. This is the King of Wakanda signing off for the night. Peace out. And Wakanda forever!